Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath remodel is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Use digital tools to visualize flooring in your space and find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. Dream baths built here.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry Recco today. He's with Rutgers, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube people.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube people, though. It's, mm-hmm. It is spreading. I got a call from Steve in Atlanta before.
Oh, yes.
During the Boomer and Geo show, and he asked if you were doing the podcast today. And if you were, could we explain that sometimes during the warm-up show, either me or Jerry will say, Eddie wants me to go to break. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to go to break. Now, we got to go to break, in particular, the last break, at a certain time because we bump up against the start of TV.
Correct.
Which is very strict.
It's a hard hit, as we say in the trade.
Yes. And Stephen Atlanta wanted to know, what does it sound like when you ask us to go to break? He imagined that it might be similar to the way Gio does an impression of you.
I just say, into one of your headsets, and if it's you and a guest host, I'll tell it to you, but usually it's Jerry. I just go, break. And then Jerry always says, Eddie is yelling at me.
Which
I am not.
Oh, that's what he actually used that phrase, mm-hmm. Steve did. He said, Eddie is yelling to go to break.
No.
What does that sound like?
I'm just saying break. That's all.
Break.
Yeah, that's it. Just simple, short, to the point. I don't know why Jerry says I'm yelling, but I'm not. But yeah, and it's really just that if you're going to like 25 minutes after in the first segment, I might say something. But generally, you guys realize. But sometimes that last break, you kind of are involved in whatever. And I have an idea of how much time is left.
Yeah, I also don't want to go to that last break too early. I don't want to come back and have like 4 minutes.
No, right.
I like to come back and have like
a minute.
A minute, minute and a half tops before the Boomer and Geo show kicks off.
And if I'm involved in something else, is distracting me. And then all of a sudden it's 55. And those are the times when I have you just take it cold. And then I hit the ID right away.
Yeah, we have the ability during the show even. Now, you and I are in one room, Boomer, Geo, and Jerry in mm-hmm. another room. And we can talk into individual ears if we want to.
Or into the whole studio. If we're in a break and the mics are off, I can talk into the speakers.
Yeah. And I always try to be as quick as possible in somebody's ear. Just to try to, you know, sometimes we'll, if they're busting Jerry's balls or something, we may have something to add, but yes, we don't want to bust balls. Correct. So we'll give it to Boomer to,
right,
because it's more annoying to Jerry if it comes from Boomer.
Yes, except for certain things. If I hit the "my mistake, I apologize" drop, yeah, that sends Jerry, you know, through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, that he does not care for.
Then he calls me fat.
And then you've won.
Then I win.
Yeah. But some people that fill in for you,
mm-hmm,
they like have a whole conversation in the host ear, which I hate.
No, you have to be succinct.
Yeah.
And Gio and other people who grew up in radio, I can talk in their ear as they're talking if it's quick. Boomer, I try never to do that because he didn't grow up in radio, and it'll throw him. So I don't want to
see. I would think the opposite, because Boomer had a long career in television, which, yes, they're always yapping in your ear, which I do not understand.
Yeah, I don't know how much they do it like to the non-hosts, but Boomer has been a host, but those are in taped programming for the most part. When he's been the host.
Oh, so you're saying like when he was doing NFL Today, they may be yapping the whole time to
JB.
James Brown, but not the former players.
Yeah, I would. That would be my guess.
Although when Phil has been in here, he and Boomer talk about how they're always yelling in his ear.
Yeah, well, yeah, but perhaps, I mean, I don't know if it's when he's actually speaking. You know what I mean? I don't know. I know from experience that I don't. It'll throw him a little bit, and I don't want to do that. And other people are more apt to be able to take that and just process it and keep going.
I think the other thing with Boomer is Gio wears headphones like a radio person.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer wears the one ear only,
yep,
earpiece, so everything comes out of that one thing. So sometimes if you're talking to Boomer off the air, he thinks it's on the air because it's all coming out of the same.
Correct.
Mini speaker.
And also, when Gio's got the both ears covered, I come out of one ear and whoever else is talking, whatever else is going on, is still coming out of the other. If I talk to Boomer, it cuts off whatever else is being said.
Is that right?
Yes, because it's only, you know, only the one ear.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't cut it off, it severely suppresses it, and then mine is in the is dominant, my voice. So I don't want to do that to him because now if it's Gio, he can still hear out of the ear has nothing in it, you know, if Gio is talking to him.
And it's very difficult to talk in Jerry's ear because Jerry keeps his headphones so low.
Yes.
My headphones are blasting. I'm mm-hmm. sure I will have hearing damage at some point in my life.
Yeah, you probably already do.
Yeah, I remember I went and got my hearing checked what seems like not that long ago, but it was probably 8 to 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know. So Jerry keeps it so low that he doesn't hear you when you're talking to him.
And I generally keep mine low also.
Yeah?
And yeah, but there are times if there's a lot of stuff going on in the control room, and I rarely put it on both ears because we have a separate speaker that if the guys talk to us, it'll go in our ear, but it also will go out of another speaker. So I keep it. And I generally just put it near my ear, not over my ear, and then the other ear is free so I can hear you with the right ear, and I can hear the programming with my left ear. God, this is really inside radio. But
Steve in Atlanta asked for it.
So that's how it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think we'll all eventually have hearing issues?
Yeah, I would. You can't not. If you wear headphones for 40 years...
For 4 to 5 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I've been over. I used to wear them louder and more totally over my head. But as I've gotten older and just more comfortable and, you know, going by instinct and feel, as I don't necessarily have to hear. I have a sense of things better than I used to. So I try to wear them low and not that often.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm hosting like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I like it loud in my ear.
Yeah, no, and that is a common trait amongst many hosts. Summers used to have that amplifier daisy change into the regular mic jack.
Yeah, so if he had the volume up as far as it would go, that was not enough.
No, he used to then put a separate amp in, plug that into the headset jack, and then plug his headsets into the amplifier.
With a 9-volt battery.
Yes,
correct. Jacking it up.
Yeah, and that's why you would always hear the squeaking because it would bleed out of his headsets and into the microphone. And I always used to say, when I worked with him all those years ago, regularly, I used to go, oil can, because it was so squeaky. Anytime he turned his head, you got the feedback.
Yeah.
But that's just what he was. Ian Eagle also likes his headsets very loud.
Oh, he does.
When I used to work with him, and he used to be on our side of the glass when he first started, and he used to mock Steve for that, and then he became that.
Yeah. Sometimes in radio, we become what we mocked.
Correct.
Howard Stern mocked Imus.
Yep.
Howard Stern became Imus.
Yes.
Opie mocked Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. He became Howard Stern.
Yes. Yeah.
This is what happens.
It does happen.
Yeah, I was. It popped up on a YouTube, Howard Stern yelling about Imus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because he was yelling at Imus that Imus is so insecure, he had to go out and get a younger wife.
Mm.
And imagine what this woman feels when Imus climbs on top of her.
Yes.
At night. And this is everything that Howard does now.
Is that when he said, like, she has to take his seed?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah, and then it happens.
And then it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens in the world.
In life.
It's a circle of life.
Right, like the progressive commercial. We become our parents.
Yes, we become our... I love those progressive commercials.
Yeah, they're very funny.
Because I'm like, with that guy, it is like, oh, this valet parking guy.
Yeah.
He probably could use a hand with this.
Yeah. And then my wife makes fun of me because there's one in particular, you know, breaking down the cardboard boxes is something you have to do, not something you get to do. Because I love that. I make a whole project out of it. I try to get them as compact as possible.
Yeah.
And it's like a, you know, a project for me, but it's fun for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've become my dad.
Right. You're like, ooh, this is going to be something.
Yeah.
Hmm. We were talking during the Boomer and Geo show with Peter Schwartz about his favorite fast food places to go to, and what his order would be. Were you ever a fast food person, like where you would get it multiple times a week?
No, never in multiple. Maybe in college, but
yeah.
But that's not even like a chain. It would be the Chinese place or the pizza place, which are not chains. I mean, there is Domino's, which we used to occasionally have, which is a chain. But yeah, never. Like multiple times a week? No, not really. No.
Yeah, we used to like grow. Did you, when you were growing up, would you get fast food as sort of a treat?
Yes, it was an event.
With your parents?
It was an event.
Yeah, right. Same here.
Yeah, like, you know, we're going to Burger King. And, you know, wow. And it was not like, you know, it was close, but not really super close at the time. Where it took us like, you know, 10 minutes to get there. But as a kid, that's like, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
But I remember going to Burger King for one of the first times, and you used to get the crowns, the paper, the cardboard crowns you used to put on.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
Yeah.
It was like a holiday, an event.
Yeah, we used to go after church.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to church Saturday night, or Saturday was probably like a 5 o'clock mass, and then we would go to a fast food place, and that was a big night out.
And you would go in there and sit.
Yeah, we go in and sit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We, for the longest time, it was Roy Rogers.
Yeah, Roy's great.
We'd go to Roy Rogers on Oak Tree Road in Edison. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was considered Iselin, because we'd go to St. Cecilia Church, and then right up the road, there was a Roy Rogers.
Yeah, in that plaza.
Before where Oak Tree Road and like Wood Avenue meet, it was like, it wasn't in a plaza. I think it was in a freestanding Roy Rogers.
Okay.
I forget what it is now over there. But that was, we would go to McDonald's sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while, and this had to be a coupon situation, either the Sizzler or in the Woodbridge Mall, there was a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But there had to be some sort of coupon involved in that for sure.
Yeah.
Because that was a big, you're getting steaks.
Yeah. That's
that was
next
big.
Level.
Next level stuff, yeah.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
And then when you first learned how to drive, was fast food something that you, that was like become a destination?
Because I feel
like that
happens. Yeah, there was a McDonald's not that far from the Moore Catholic High School where I went on Staten Island. There was one on Forest in Richmond. I used to go to that one all the time. There was a Perkins near there, if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Perkins.
But when I was growing up and like my first memories of going to Burger King, McDonald's had not yet overtaken Burger King at that point. I think they were, Burger King might have been more popular or,
is that right?
You know, McDonald's was just starting.
The 70s, you mean?
This is early 70s. I'm talking like 73, 74.
So Burger King was indeed the king.
Yeah, in my opinion, in our area. But then since McDonald's has like, you know, not that like Burger King is non-existent.
It's still,
I like Burger King. I like Burger King just as much as I like McDonald's. Depends on what I'm in the mood for. Because Big Mac and a Whopper are very different.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so, but they are different.
Yeah, when I worked in the drug fair over on, again, Oak Tree Road and Wood Avenue there's a Burger King there.
Yeah.
And they were legitimately flame broiling burgers.
Oh, for sure.
Like the smoke would be billowing. I never saw smoke coming out of a McDonald's.
No. They were fried.
They were smoke coming out of this Burger King. And you would go out, if you were outside in that area, you'd be like, damn, I need a flame broiled burger.
Yeah. And I remember when the Quarter Pounder came out.
That was McDonald's?
Yeah. That had to be in the early 80s, I want to say.
But that was smaller than a Big Mac?
It was different. I think the burger itself was bigger, but there was only one. And, you know, it wasn't the two patties with the bun in the middle.
That was Big Mac.
Yes.
Two patties. Okay.
Yeah. And it had the piece of bread separating the two.
And you thought Quarter Pounder was better than that?
When it first came out, the Big Mac is classic. But the Quarter Pounder, when it first came out, you know, I don't order that anymore. But when it first came out, I was all about the Quarter Pounder.
Yeah. And how did you feel like this was very controversial between Burger King and McDonald's? McDonald's would, depending on your location, McDonald's would put mustard and ketchup on a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you asked specifically.
Yeah, there's a circle around centered on New York City. You know, if you go around, and I don't know about way eastern Long Island, but there's a mustard-free circle. And once you got outside of the circle, then you would get the mustard on the burgers. Like, around our area, no mustard. And it was Staten Island growing up, no mustard. I go down, there was a McDonald's down by, on the way to Great Adventure in Jackson.
Yeah.
Mustard. Mm. So you're outside of the mustard-free circle.
Yeah, I must have been in the mustard circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated mustard.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute crapshoot if you were to order a burger without mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting mustard a lot of the time. So that changed my order a lot of times at McDonald's because I really wanted a regular hamburger, but I didn't trust them.
Right. Or it would be.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Scraped off mustard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Scraped.
Yeah.
It'd be on the wrapper at the very least. Yeah. That's when I started going McNuggets just because I didn't want to deal with the hamburger. But you're right. When I started working in Florida, and I would work only weekend shifts at the radio station, and I would I would go to McDonald's and get two hamburgers that I would eat during my shift, and that was a mustard-free zone. Mm-hmm. So there was no risk.
And this was in Tampa?
Outside of Tampa, in Largo, Florida, there was a McDonald's, yeah. And I would do it, and then I would...
So maybe it's something about the proximity to a larger urban area.
Yeah.
Where people don't like mustard for some reason.
You know, I do have time on my hands. This is something I could research this afternoon.
And it's funny, I like mustard on a sandwich, certain sandwiches, you know, but not on a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd get a pickle on there, cut up onions on the McDonald's, McDonald's one.
And that was the old thing, you know, Burger King will make it your way.
Yes.
McDonald's didn't, you know.
Especially. Right, McDonald's are like, this is what we're making.
This is it, you eat
Do
this.
You want it or not?
Right, and Burger King was special orders.
Yeah, special
Don't
orders.
Upset us.
Yep. Yeah, I used to go all the time when I worked at drug fair. I'd go whoosh, right to the Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that chicken sandwich, though.
The one that Peter was talking about?
No, the one with the breading.
Oh, okay.
And I would get that plain. I did find this in these fast food places. You could either order as is or order plain.
Mm-hmm.
You could not order just removing a certain items. You know what I mean? That was too confusing to the workers.
Well, I mean, but that goes against the Burger King song, the hold the pickle, hold the lettuce.
That does. You're
Special
right.
Special orders don't upset us.
But I did find success if I would say to McDonald's, hamburger plain, nothing on it.
Right.
And then I would add ketchup myself.
Yes.
Because that was easier than saying no mustard.
Right.
Because they were going to F that up.
Yeah, it's, and they got to move fast. And,
yeah. Yeah, I sometimes still look at, my parents ingrained in me that, and I go out to eat a lot on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one thing I do.
Friday and Saturday?
No, normally, I used to go Friday and Saturday. Now it's, a lot of times it's still Friday and Saturday. But, like, my parents would act like that was like, you are wasting your money. Or we don't have money for that.
Right.
You know?
And when you were growing up, they probably didn't.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, my dad didn't start making, like, good money until I was in high school already.
Yeah.
So that's why going to Burger King as a five-year-old was a big freaking deal.
Hell yeah.
Ordering pizza, big deal.
Yes. Yeah, ordering the pizza was a big deal. Yeah. Would you, when you would order pizza as a kid, would your family order mussels as well?
No. Well, no.
Pizza and mussels.
Calamari, usually.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't eat fish, but my other members of the family did.
And then would you also only get a plain pie?
Yeah, for like the longest time, I had to have a plain pie. And then, of course, I grew up and started eating other things.
Right, but when you're a kid, like the family, if they're not ordering a ton of food, they're watching their budget, a plain pie everyone will eat.
Yes.
Now you're going to put sausage on it. Not everyone's going to have that.
But with a pizza, and this will work except for sometimes the adjoining pizza, you go to half half pepperoni, you know, that was okay.
As long as if you didn't like the pepperoni, you were taking a slice from the middle of the non-pepperoni side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that was you know, getting, you know, pizza or Chinese food or going to burger, that was a huge deal.
Oh, Chinese food too. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, because, hell, we didn't get a color television until like 1978. I didn't get cable television. And even after my dad started making better money, I think it was like 1988 when we got cable.
Wow.
You know, it was late.
Yeah. The other thing that was a treat, very similar to the fast food, was Dunkin' Donuts. Like, and again, there was a coupon situation. Dunkin' Donuts coupons used to come in the newspaper every Sunday. They were mm-hmm. that was one of the coupon places, and that was there was some sort of deal. Now, we had five people in my house, parents, me, two sisters. So we each somehow could get two donuts. So what were they ordering here? Two, yeah, so they were only getting a dozen donuts. Mm-hmm. We each got two, and then there were two extras that I don't know who got.
Maybe probably, your dad took them to work or something?
Maybe my dad got an extra one, or my mom, or somebody got an extra one.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, and you were in charge of your two donuts.
Yes.
If you want to eat your two donuts right now when I bring these home, you can have your two donuts right now.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts for us growing up, that was not a thing at
really?
All. No.
It was not in Staten Island?
There might have been. I don't know. Like, it's certainly, ten times bigger than it was when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that wasn't a thing for us. We would sometimes... Again, rare occasions, get the Italian pastries from Alfonso's.
Mm.
That was a big thing for us on Staten Island.
Yeah.
But
Alfonso's.
Yeah, not
no donut stop.
No. That was really later on, like, in my life. I was in college when I kind of started getting turned on to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. I used to always try to pick, like, okay, if I'm getting two donuts, I want two substantial donuts.
Yeah.
Like the regular chocolate frosted. Very lightweight. That's mm-hmm. not a substantial. I would get the chocolate cake donut with chocolate icing.
Mm-hmm. Jelly. Or, I'm a jelly donut guy.
The powder jelly or the regular sugared jelly?
The jelly inside kind of.
Yeah, but like on the outside, was it powdered?
Yeah. No, it was kind of like sprinkled sugar.
Yeah, sprinkled sugar.
I like that better.
Did you ever get the ones that were, there weren't Dunkin' Donuts. They were Morton Donuts. They were bought in the freezer section of the supermarket, mm-mm. and you had to thaw them out.
No.
They were jelly donuts like the ones you're describing.
Yeah.
Those were great.
Oh, I never had those. Are those still around?
I don't know. Morton's jelly donuts. And they probably came in a six pack. Man, but they were so good. Mm. And it would defrost. Mm. What about a Pepperidge Farm cake? You ever like that?
Yeah, Pepperidge. I love for us. Another treat was the Entenmann's, the chocolate covered, but it was like the white cake inside.
Yes,
I love those.
Oh, that was so thick.
Mm-hmm.
That icing,
and
right?
Their all butter French crumb cake.
Yeah,
was great. Their pound cake. Yeah,
Entenmann's was awesome.
Yeah, still is.
Yeah, man. If you got the Pepperidge Farm, though, this was trouble in a household because the Pepperidge Farm was a square cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't big. So if you were dividing that up amongst five people, there were a couple corners, four corners, which had icing on two sides versus not icing on two sides.
Yeah.
So you had a fight for that.
Right. Or who got the middle piece without any?
Well, I feel like, and this is a shout out to moms, mothers always took the worst.
Yeah, they
always,
did.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Every time.
Yes.
The mother would take that. Oh, that piece fell on the floor. I'll take it.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
The worst piece of chicken. The worst looking hamburger.
The smallest piece of pizza.
The pizza where the cheese came off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The mother would take it.
Yeah.
Do you think mothers still do that?
For sure, yeah.
Like this generation of mothers?
Yeah, I do think that. Or even maybe now, maybe some dads will
you're right.
do that.
Some dads probably step up now, too.
Yeah, and I like my pizza guy, instead of making it just like even, he'll purposely do big pieces of little
really?
Pieces, which is good. I think
that's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it is. He does not do the even cuts.
Do you have to request that, or that's just you get your pizza and it's like all sliced up different?
No, he just does it differently. He'll do across each way, so those are all even, and then the other slices, the other two slices or cuts he's making, he'll make them different. So if somebody wants a little piece or a big piece,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Huh? Yeah, you're right, man. We're in an era now where even dads will take the bad stuff, the bad piece of cake
right.
or the bad donut that doesn't. The icing kind of half-assed on that version mm-hmm. of the donut. The dads will step up. Now.
Right. Or they'll take the piece of pizza that had like the crust bubbled up. So it really, it's just a lot of bread for half of it. Only has toppings on really only a portion of it.
Right. The bad topping one where you ordered the sausage, but this one's got like one little sausage ball on
right.
it. This felt like a Ron and Fez show.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, Fezzy. Let's do the warm-up program.
Yes, with Peter.
I did that with Peter. Tomorrow, CeeLo will be in.
Yes. You were less angry today.
I was.
Than Monday.
Yeah, Mondays, I don't know. It's just a rough.
Yeah.
It's the sleep thing, like you always bring sure. up, that the schedule's thrown off.
Yeah, Mondays are rough for us.
Monday's a tough one. Still, after all these years, it has not changed.
You know, you do not. Well, I mean, you can if you really have. I mean, not that we have much of lives, really. Yeah. But if you really have no life at all and keep your same sleep schedule
yeah.
on the weekend,
then
maybe
you
do get used to it.
Yeah.
But that's very sad.
Yeah, it's tough.
But
tough
this, to like, if you know, if you want to be anything normal on the weekends, you really can never get used to the schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up now.
See you.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/auto discounts. Restrictions apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.